Good morning. Welcome to our roundtable panel for this Thursday, the 27th of August. Very nice to have you with us. And it's good to have an audience. If you're going to have a radio show, you know, what the hell? Have an audience. And have people listen, right? It helps. Let me introduce our panel to you, and then we'll get to the subject at hand. We'll also invite you, as we will right now, to be a part of our program, roundtable@wamc.org, roundtable@wamc.org. And, oh, don't be shy about writing letters.
Well, we have one right here. We should probably start out with it.
All right, we can do that. Let me introduce the panel, and then we can get into that. First of all, WAMC's Alan Chartek is here. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
A University of Albany journalism professor and investigative reporter Rosemary Armeo. How was the first day of class?
It was good. I'm surprisingly upbeat.
Good. I like when you're surprisingly upbeat. And for the second time this week, and we couldn't be more happy, Daily Freeman publisher emeritus Ira Fussfeld.
Good morning.
Good morning. I should note, just a side note to a little bit of how the sausage is made. Alan and Rosemary and Ira just got done doing the media project. So they've already had a half hour of screaming at each other. So... we're in for a fun time, audience.
It was a bad one today, and I don't even like sitting next to Alan.
But the program wasn't bad, but the screaming was pretty interesting.
Okay, so
I tried to moderate, but I pretty well stayed out of it.
Yeah, you were pretty ineffective.
Yes, I would say less ineffective and more hands off.
Well, there we go. That's the terminology I often right. use. I must say, all right. So you wanted to read?
Too long letter from Lavinia, and I don't want to read the whole thing, but I've been a loyal supporter of WMC. I listen regularly, enjoy the roundtable very much. However, I was offended with derogatory comments made about Catholics on yesterday's roundtable discussion. It is one thing to disagree about a teaching of the church, it's another to attack its followers. If you put the words Jews or Hindus or Muslims in, you would have defended against such bigotry. And then who we should interview. And let me just say, the roundtable is a place where different people come on with different views. So if Rosemary, who is Catholic, says something... used to be, but who says something about the church, and Joe gets in Rosemary's face and says, I don't agree with everything you're saying, it isn't that WAMC owes an apology. It is that individual people have views on all of this. So to anybody who's offended, I'm sorry. But also, there are legitimate topics to be discussed on this program, and we will continue to do that. Anybody else want to check in on that?
Well, I have just two things to say. One is that in some of the letters that we got, there were suggestions that we talk to various members of the church. I know you, Alan, have done many
again
many
and again and again.
And I certainly have done those about the changing face of the church with many of those in the church, many Catholics who are. Gary Wills comes to mind, James Carroll, people who have, you know, sure. a lot of knowledge on the subject. And certainly we've talked about these many issues.
Look, I get stuff about her. I get stuff about Herb London, and then they say WAMC owes an apology for letting Herb London on the air. It's not going to happen. Herb London is one voice with one set of commentary. We have lots of liberal commentators. We all know it. And the station has a lot of different voices with a lot of good ideas and some not so good. And we're going to allow that to continue. And nobody is going to repress it.
I have to say, I was yesterday as I was reading some of the letters. I turned around and I said, "Well, I still like Rosemary. I'm good."
I love Rosemary.
I will apologize when the Catholic Church apologizes to all the women it has hurt around the world with its terrible policies on contraception and on sexuality. It's a big power for good. It could do a lot of good, and it does not because it has a hang up about women and sexuality.
We're going to get more into that, actually, I think. Aren't we today? I think that was one of the subjects mm-hmm. I put in about sexuality in general. Anyway, let us talk about some other issues. Of course, one is the story that we actually started with yesterday, and we didn't know a lot at the time because it was a very new story. And that, of course, was the tragic killing of a reporter or a cameraman in Virginia, outside of Roanoke. This story has many facets to it. I sent a lot of articles around last night to the panel, and we can go, you know, to a lot of different areas here. There's obviously the overall crime of this fired television reporter with a history of conflict rage seeks these two out. It's still a little unclear as to how he knew where they were going to be and when, and sought out the reporter who, in one tweet, he accused of making racial slurs against him, although there is no proof that they actually even met. She's also the reporter that did ultimately replace him, although even that pathway is a little convoluted because there were other people sort of around there, so it's a bit of a stretch. And then, of course, the cameraman who he had worked with and had some words with, a troubled man who took his own life during following a was at some point a high speed chase on the highway, and then also later in the day we found out that he had sent a manifesto to ABC News that spoke admiringly of mass killers. And that as a gay black man, he had faced discrimination and sexual harassment. So that's the story. And I'm curious as to what the panel makes of it and how you can sort of process something like that.
Well, before we begin, let me just say, can I just read one more letter, Joe? Going back to yesterday's talk concerning the Catholic Church, I'm confused. I rarely hear about Catholic priests being arrested for crimes committed against children. Are they? If not, does the panel know why? Thank you for the program, Pat, a daily listener and fan of the Roundtable. Very informative. Well, Pat, again, you do hear about it. You hear about it all the time. That's how you know about it, because the press does its job some of the time and tells you what's happening. That's how people understand what this terrible scandal was all about. Rosemary, did I step on you? Were you wanting to say something?
My mouth was just starting to open.
You interrupted Joe's narrative flow because we were going to talk about dead reporters and we went back to priests.
We did, because I wanted to keep us on track, because if somebody responded to what we were talking about before, maybe that was a mistake.
Anyway, I wanted to establish a baseline, and not that it makes the crime any less horrific, but these two people were killed not because they were journalists. They were killed because they were former colleagues of a disgruntled ex-employee. Now, that doesn't make it any better, but I do think we should establish that. There's no war on journalists. There may be people who are dissatisfied with journalists these days, but there are not people running around, and hopefully no people will be inspired by this yesterday to do this. But this was not a anti-journalist shooting. It was a workplace violence episode.
Yeah, and we've talked about this at the Media Project, of course, and I see Ira's point. In fact, I felt that when we found out who the suspect was and saw about the manifesto that he wrote. It's like, okay, this is like a post office shooting, you know, that terrible expression. But the fact of the matter is that we have copycat killers.
Right.
We had a slaughter in a theater, and then how many have there been since then? At least two others that I know of. And that's my worry, these two people were kids.
24 and 27.
Oh, my gosh. They're about to take a real bite out of life. They were both engaged or with people.
Imagine what their parents are feeling.
Oh, and the father was just heartbreaking. You know, he goes, my grief just doesn't know any bounds. It was just awful. And so now I think of all those kids, my students potentially, right out of college, trying to make a name for themselves, trying to do good for a community, because that is what journalists do. And they're going to stand up, and they're going to be in danger now every time they have the simplest interview.
And to your point, the my comment to the contrary, the New York City media, there were pictures of a heightened police presence around some of the networks yesterday.
Yeah. And it isn't going to help reporters who already have a problem with the public, which sees them as arrogant and privileged and elite, that we're now going to have police escorts. That makes us look more like we're part of the establishment. I think this is a disaster, certainly for the families and for that station and for journalism in general.
Well, there's something else here, Rosemary, that I think needs to be said. We said it on the Media Project. I say it again. When you take a look at what the jihadists and the terrorists are doing now, they are looking for ways to make an impression. Now, as you say, that's not what happened there yesterday. You had one guy, for whatever his mental health state was, doing what he did. However, I am sure you're right that this increases the danger to journalists, because now everybody's going to say, you know what, if we can do this on air, on camera, we can really make an impression in the same way we do when we destroy a statue of Buddha or do one of those terrible things.
I have two things. One is I do want to get into a discussion about the very well-planned social media component of
right.
this. The fact is that the shooter had, was wearing a camera, what is referred to, the brand name as a GoPro, but I don't know that that was the device, but a camera that he was wearing as he was shooting. And then as he was on the run from police over a 90-minute period of time, he was able to upload that video to Facebook, and then through Twitter, let people know through his accounts that this video was available to watch.
Well, I would just add to that, Joe, that yes, social media can be terrible, but so can the New York Post and the Daily News, both of whom had full-page pictures of the gun being fired and the look of horror on the face of the people who were in the process of being killed. So it isn't only social media, because I felt, frankly, I was repulsed by the exploitation of this.
Well, I think there's a big difference, obviously, and to me the big difference is that in the mind of the gunman, who had no control over what the New York Post was going to do, certainly had control over the story that he was going to tell, and had his had an agenda of how he was going to use social media, both through Twitter and Facebook, and to use the technology and to
that was part of the thrill of this for him,
right.
And that is the worry.
And
that
that's
other
to
people,
your point, right.
Other people with that same desire to be famous, to look like Clint Eastwood looking over
exactly.
the barrel of a gun at an innocent victim, they're going to do this.
So last night on CNN, Dave Cullen, did anybody see this interview with, somebody was filling in for Anderson Cooper, and I don't know the journalist's name, but CNN had made the decision to not use the
video.
The shooter's name.
Oh,
to
really?
Use the shooter's
yeah.
name.
Only
in the news context, not in the discussion of the program.
Why is that? Why did they make
because
that decision?
Because they felt that it was doing exactly what we've been talking about, of glorifying
might inspire others to get their names on TV.
Oh, I see. The idea of not using the name of Helms in
Well,
Right.
One of the
Colorado.
Complaints that you have heard traditionally about the mainstream media from those who don't like the mainstream media is that it decides what you see, it decides what you read. They're the gatekeepers, and they're right. We are the gatekeepers. So, well, now with social media, there is no gatekeeper. It's if the Daily News and the New York Post don't run images of the shooting for all the right reasons, it doesn't mean that those images are not going to get out anymore. The media world has changed, as has the rest of the world, and we in the traditional media are still trying to come to grips with it. But we could sit around at a news meeting today for an hour debating on whether or not we should expose our readers to that picture.
Well, what would you have decided as an editor?
I don't know. I was not offended by the images in the tabloids this morning, because they were not overly graphic. They were dramatic, but they weren't graphic.
Even the video is not as graphic as things you see in fictional television and
right.
movies
wait,
and drama.
Wait.
So it was not graphic.
Rosemary, at the risk of offending you even more, are you telling me that you're making a comparison between what we do real-time news and what's on fictional.
Well,
there's a molding of this is, you know, go back to the movie Network and see where that's one of the best and most prophetic movies of all time. We have reached that point
where
entertainment and news, and it's all one in people's minds. I mean, I'm a big fan. You like Law & Order. I'm a big fan of NYPD Blue, and they've been repeating them from season one on DirecTV. Every episode,
what's
literally.
DirecTV?
It's a satellite.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And literally every program of NYPD Blue begins with the cops arriving at a murder scene, and there on the ground is the dead and bloodied and disfigured body.
Yes, so?
Network TV, 10 o'clock at night on ABC when it first aired, and it first aired about a decade ago.
Yeah, sure, at least.
The pictures on the front page of the Daily News and the New York Post today are not nearly as graphic.
Wait a second. You think people can't distinguish between this woman who is in the process of being shot, the glare of the gun killing
right,
her.
They're not.
They're not making that distinction.
They have been desensitized
right.
by lots of drama. That
well, I am
that.
So sorry. I do think people are able to make a distinction between what is fiction and what is not fiction.
Are there people who make a distinction? Absolutely. Are there people who don't make that distinction?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And
there
are increasing numbers.
Here's the real problem. We were making the decision yesterday on whether to run footage or not by the station, by the people who are most affected by this.
Right.
News should not be written for or controlled by the people most affected by it. Just like doctors don't operate on relatives, reporters should not be reporting on themselves. So we have people saying, oh, sure, so you're not going to show the footage of these people being hurt because they're you. You don't treat us the same way. That's very unfortunate. We need to have a discussion in the media on when we use graphic film and when we do not. How about ISIS? Do we show beheadings and burning up at the stake anymore? No, because that helps the terrorists, right? We need to think about this. Mm. Right now, it's hit or miss. If it's great film and we think it'll get us clicks, then we run it. And if not, or if it hurts our feelings, then we don't. Very inconsistent.
I want to take a break and to pause there. We have some catching up to do. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll read some letters and we'll continue this conversation. Roundtable at WAMC.org. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, Ira Fussfeld. I'm Joe Donahue, and we welcome your comments. Roundtable at WAMC.org. We have some letters, and then we'll get to those, and then we'll, I think, continue our conversation on what happened yesterday.
Our friend Ken says, news coverage by its very nature is inconsistent, Rosemary. What makes the front page one day ends up inside on another day, depending
right.
on the other news of that particular day.
True.
What gets 1 minute on TV coverage on evening may be ignored on another day for the same reason. Newspapers have so much space for news. TV news programs have so much time. Editors make decisions on what gets covered and how much. Okay, we got that. All right.
So sounds like a former journalist.
He
yeah.
is.
Yes.
Is that,
is that our friend Ken from Catskill?
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
Okay.
And a different Ken says, perhaps if we showed more graphic images of murder scenes, massacres, and bombings like they do overseas, we'd be more outraged about gun rights versus human rights. If FOIA requests for FOIA requests for Sandy Hook crime scene photos had been met, we would have done something. I don't think so. I think everybody got it. And Dan says, not looking for an apology, do have an observation. From this side of the radio, there's almost always a majority of negative comments towards the Catholic Church expressed by the roundtable. Not by me, folks. So don't start with the roundtable. People are on the roundtable. Many are justified, but it seems there really isn't ever any counterpoint of view expressed by any member of the roundtable. Think about how that sounds from this side of the radio. I just think you're wrong, Dan. But let me just say, we do have a listener comment line. And you are more than welcome to call that and to record these comments. And if you feel really strongly about it and you really want to spend some time working on it, do a commentary. On the radio. That's what we're here for. Tom says, if I was a news organization, I don't care how bad it was, I wouldn't want cops anywhere near my organization. If you're afraid, hire your own security. And Nicholas says, I think we need to see the horrific consequences of our gun culture, rub our noses in it again and again until we finally get a good whiff. And then Bonnie says, panel. I told my other half yesterday she'd get blowback, re the church, and I'm glad Alan has leapt to her defense. Yours defense, by the way, Rosemary. Not that Rosemary can't fight her own battles. Too many have waited too long for the one true faith to listen and learn from its own. Critique was well deserved. Just ask America's nuns and survivors of the predatory priests, unquote. Michael says, I'm sure Rosemary thinks the use of killer's video by the media is a good thing. The media has a right and the public needs to know. If it was one of her loved ones being killed, it would be a different story. Did you want to say something, Rosemary?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Of course I don't think it was a good thing. I don't think it was a good thing that it happened. But the media needs to decide whether we use these things or not. And of course, if it were my own loved ones, I wouldn't want it used. That's why people should not make news decisions based on what happens to their loved ones.
And
you can't. And
we heard from Trudy, who said, nice music today. I listen routinely, usually like the discussions. I'm not a fan of Rosemary, but she does keep it engaging. As for the topic of the minute, I have become disillusioned with the leadership of this nation because I hold out no hope that mentally unstable people will be restricted from accessing guns. So many lives ruined again. Keep up the good work.
Was there any indication that this man had been diagnosed as mentally unstable when he purchased a gun?
Yes, there was, because as you remember, he became unraveled in the name of the station manager, and he had to be escorted out
right,
of the
that's,
building.
Right, but that's an anger issue. That's not a mental illness necessarily.
Well,
and we don't know whether he'd been clinically diagnosed as mentally ill.
Okay. Well, I think there's a thin line.
They were fast to do that last night, weren't they, on the TV shows? They were calling him a narcissistic personality and all kinds of psychiatric terms were being thrown around.
They went through his employment records and used that as
because you can't libel the dead.
Right.
You can say anything about them.
And David says, even Hitler filmed his speeches and the Nazi atrocities also regarding journalist shootings. I think there's a lot of competition to be that anchor and reporter. The charisma, ego, and competitiveness can cause people to lose their minds. Oh, boy. So Deborah says, last time I researched this for a corporate client, killing by gun was the number one cause of workplace death for women. Too much of this comes back to too many guns available. That's from Debbie. And Michael says, dear folks, the doctrines and practices of the major religions with respect to women are, for the most part, intolerable and unacceptable abominations, no other way to put it. As long as women are treated in such ways, these major religions deserve only the most limited respect. Their treatment of women calls the rest of their doctrines into serious question. Keep up the good work. Julia says, comments on the ABC site after the incident quickly devolved into gun rights argument with the usual guns don't kill people, people kill people. And if he didn't have a gun, he would have used another weapon. Guns kill from a distance. A knife-wielding attacker is much more likely to be disarmed or defended against and is less effective against multiple victims.
A great meme running around the internet yesterday that said, people without guns don't kill people. I love that as an answer to the...
Yeah.
And Bob says, the roundtable members' comments may offend some people from time to time, but to its great credit, it generally tries for balance and openness. Contrast that with the local so-called talk radio station, which only airs conservative views and gives a platform to hosts who constantly ridicule progressive politicians and policies, using anonymous bloggers as the prime source for their fake facts. Roundtable, keep up the good work.
Signed, Roselle Shartok.
No, indeed. And Stephen says, as being a member or ex-member gives someone automatic entry to criticize a religion. As a Presbyterian, I can say we're God's frozen people and the panel can't. Well, that's always one of those issues. EJ says, hi, all. I hope you are all doing well. You are doing well. Good for you, Alan. Keep championing WMC. We need different views and different states of mind to truly get to the bottom of things. You are absolutely correct. And if some people don't like the truth, you can tell. They can easily change the dial. Keep up the good work. You rock always. And then Adam says, a couple of things. I heard a few times already this morning that it was thought he was wearing a wearable camera such as a GoPro. I'm near certain that the video was shot with a cell phone, not a workable camera, and so on. And too long. Thank you for that. Cassandra says, it is disturbing that he was inspired by the church shooting in South Carolina earlier this summer. Who will be inspired next by this act of violence? Scary how easy it is to get guns now and days, and how routine these acts of violence are. And no, we're not going to do that one. And Janice says, free speech. I like that. And Bonnie says, okay, and Bonnie doesn't like the way you're being photographed here by the camera, says, is Iris shy? The only way I can see him is if he leans in.
Oh, well, I've always said I have a face for radio, and this TV really screws me up.
Well,
but I'll be happy to do whatever is necessary. Actually,
I think it's more of a camera issue.
Yeah, I actually watch the program occasionally when I'm not on, and I'm able to see the person in this chair very well, so I must be a shrinking violet, unbeknownst to me.
Okay, there are more, but... I think we've done a lot.
Okay. Walmart said on Wednesday that it would no longer sell high-powered rifles in its stores in the United States. The decision followed years of public pressure on the retailer to stop selling some of the most lethal weapons associated with many of the nation's mass shootings. The move predated the fatal shootings of two journalists in Virginia on Wednesday, and authorities have said the gunman in that attack used a handgun, a type of weapon the company does not sell. Walmart, the nation's largest retailer of guns and ammunition, attributed its decision to...
They weren't selling.
Customer demand.
That's right. Don't get issues involved here. They
this
weren't selling, for God's sake.
Believe what you want.
There was dust on the shelf
you
for those
that's
things.
That's not the case?
I believe it's possible that it... I mean, it's awfully coincidental that it comes out the same day, even though they deny it and say this has been under review for a long time. I'm sure it has.
Yeah, but it also said it was adding its offerings of shotguns and other weapons used by hunters. So it's not like they're taking the guns off the shelf and there's going to be room for, you know, water pistols. They're putting other kinds of guns on the shelf.
Well, haven't they sold shotguns in the past?
Yeah, and they're adding more variety. Your one-stop center for guns.
As I say,
but more for the hunter.
Right.
But more for the hunter.
Yeah, well, people use hunting rifles for things that they shouldn't be
using. Well, no, I understand that. But I guess what I'm saying is that I don't understand then what the other ones are even on sale for.
That's a good point.
You know, gun control
experts. We need a federal policy, not a Walmart decision, to really make a difference.
Thank you.
We need the federal government to, at the very least, could all the laws in all the states be the same? I mean, this happened. These reported murders happened in Virginia, which is the source of many weapons used in murders across the country, according to studies.
You know,
because there's no regulations. Could we fix that?
You know, of course you're right, and of course there is an NRA, and of course people's passion for these stupid guns are incredible. You know, it is. One could only go to Freud to fully understand what the gun represents. However, I have to tell you that this is not happening in this country, even when we wipe out, as I said on the Media Project, a classroom of little tiny children and at Sandy Hook, and that doesn't get the collective conscience of this country angry enough to say this is going to stop and it's going to stop right now. If that didn't do it, I don't know what will.
I agree with that. And Obama, to his credit, made very strong efforts to get the laws changed. And you're right. If this didn't move politicians, what will move politicians?
Well, and to Andrew Cuomo's credit, you know, I criticize the guy a lot. But to his credit, he saw that right away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got the gun law in New York State.
Yeah, I actually think there is an outpouring of opinion by most people, a majority of opinion, not to do away with guns, not to stop hunting, but to regulate them, to make sure that there are fewer of these incidences.
I love
but
your
we
words.
Have politicians who are stopping it.
I love
they
your
stood
words,
in,
make sure.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to make sure. The NRA people have a point when they say, I'm sorry, I know you're shrugging it off, but they have a point when they say the outlaws, only the outlaws will have guns. The outlaws will have guns. They'll find them. No two ways about it.
But yeah, what but you don't have to make it easier.
I right. couldn't
in
agree
other,
with you more.
In other countries,
you don't
that
have to
have
sell
had
an
this...
assault rifle.
No, you're right, Joe.
Australia is a very good example. They had a terrible, horrendous crime like this. They, unlike us, acted and regulated guns and reduced the number of guns overall. We have more guns than any other country in the world.
Oh, yeah. I think
It did make a difference. There are none of these daily incidences that we are now reporting. So, okay, maybe make sure is too strong, but we sure could do a better job than we are.
David says, Rosemary, people without guns don't kill people. Tell that to the family of the hairdresser in the area recently stabbed to death. David, I think you have misquoted Rosemary. I have to be defensive about her here. She says it's harder to kill somebody with a knife. You don't open up a machine gun fire on a group of little children. It is true knives kill people. They do it all the time.
Well, there are a myriad of ways to kill and maim our fellow man. However, we do not hear daily occurrences of cases throughout this country, just time and time and time again. So I don't know. I think numbers certainly point to guns being a large, very large part of this problem.
Well, Michael says, the roundtable is the greatest. All views expressed. Joe is the greatest radio man around. WAMC as well presents all sides. We love it. They always read even my stupid comments. What are these complainers talking about?
Thanks.
Signed, Kelly Donahue.
Yeah, signed Kelly Donahue. Right?
And Mark, who goes by the name of Man of Peace, says, I definitely agree that the murder of the two journalists was just horrible, but I cannot agree that it makes the profession more dangerous. Hasn't being a reporter always involved a certain amount of danger, like reporting from a war-torn country or exposing a member of the mafia? A sadly underreported fact is that many journalists are killed every year in the line of duty. Let me just say that Rosemary has worked as hard on this issue as anybody that I know. She goes to other countries. She knows what happens in Mexico. She knows what happens in Bosnia. She has always been at the forefront, understanding all of that.
Yeah, and that point is sort of correct. Yes, it is a dangerous profession, but not really in the United States.
And it's going to get more dangerous right now, and you're right about that.
I think that I am right about that. In the United States, there was a horrible murder in 1975 of an investigative reporter killed by probably mafia people.
Right.
And then after that, there were a series of murders, but they were all immigrants working in the immigrant press in the United States. And then there was a disc jockey who was killed too, who probably his views.
The talk
but
radio.
That's very, very few. Deaths of journalists in this country are rare. And I want it to stay that way.
Deborah mentions that at the NRA convention, I don't have any idea if this is true, they didn't allow open carry at their convention. I don't know if that's... I mean, I just read them.
Well, that's a good plan, right?
Lido says, we can change the birthright amendment, but not gun law to amendment? Give me a break. But of course, we haven't changed. This, let's remember, we haven't changed it. Somebody's brought it up that we should change the birthright amendment.
And I would also say that the 14th Amendment was not one of the original 10. That those first 10 have the imprimatur of the founding fathers. They will be definitely harder to change.
May I just go back to what the point about the journalists and the
yes.
safety? Rosemary convinced me of something that I didn't think of when I came in here this morning. I made the point at the top of the program that these people were not killed because they were journalists. Rosemary made the point that because these journalists were vulnerable on a live shot and that the murders were available then on live TV, that would be something that could inspire, put journalists in danger, not because they're journalists, but because it's a way of getting their craziness on live TV.
Yeah, it's like going into a theater and shooting it up. Whoa. And now this is, newspapers we don't do a great job, nor does any media, covering suicide, because we have the legitimate fear that if you talk about the suicide, you're going to inspire mm-hmm. others to get famous in that same way.
And Ira, thank you, but I also made that point very early.
Oh, I only listened to the one microphone.
You only listen to her.
Oh, yeah.
You don't listen to me, that's for sure.
We don't get enough opportunity to listen to you, so.
Yeah, he doesn't talk enough.
Yeah,
oh, boy, now it gets to be ad hominem.
And welcome back to the Media Project.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back after the short break.
Support comes from Whitney's Farm Market and Country Gardens, Cheshire, featuring paved stone to help construct outdoor living spaces, walkways, retaining walls, pool decks, edgers, fire pits, and more. Whitney'sFarm.com. Dorer Jewelers, Rhinebeck, a family jewelry business since 1827, locally owned. Both fine and fashion jewelry from designers such as Officina Bernardi of Italy. DorerJewelers.com. And the Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College, presenting Upbeat on the Roof, a series of concerts performed every Friday evening in August at 7 p.m. Skidmore.edu/Tang for information. Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our panel discussion this morning. And we've been talking an awful lot, obviously, about what happened yesterday in Virginia and the shooting of a reporter and a cameraman and their guest, who was a was from the Chamber of Commerce of that community, who was shot and had a last I knew was still in stable condition.
Yes, shot in the back.
Yeah. Let's go to some more letters and then...
Which would suggest that she was not even a target. I mean, that,
No,
it's clearly right, yeah. Yes.
Chris says, to the argument that it's possible to kill people without guns, I'd like to point out that for the past 300 years or so, we haven't been fighting wars with baseball bats and switchblades, and police don't carry bicycle chains and machetes. Love the show. And that's from Chris. And Joel says, Joel from Port Jervis, the only solution to a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Wrong. The only solution is a bad guy without a gun, he says. Stephen says, granted, I didn't catch your entire broadcast as I had to get to work. However, I'm very disappointed the media, yourselves included, for not referring to the recent shootings of the news anchor and cameraman for what it is, a hate crime. It wasn't workplace violence. The shooter no longer worked for his broadcast company in question. Okay.
Well, it's been suggested because the guy was retaliating supposedly for Charleston that this might have had racial components. So that it may well have been a factor, but the workplace violence was believed to be paramount.
Well, yes, and so that's to say if he no longer works in the post office and comes in with an AK-47, yeah. You know, that it's not workplace violence. It is. And Kevin says, I think we're about to get corrected. At the most recent NRA convention, they were, in fact, not allowed to carry weapons, but it was because of the arena in which they held the convention. Well,
right,
whatever.
State and local laws, right.
Whatever. As my kids always said to me when I tried to argue with them, whatever. And Matt said, sadly, the coverage of the newscast is shooting highlights the difference to me of tragedies in the inner city versus the public, in quotes, community. Change the settings to a drive-by shooting due to a personal disagreement between two gang members may not even make the local evening news. Just an observation. It's hard to believe it wouldn't make the evening news. I certainly see an awful lot of it on the evening of guns, says Lisa. My relatives in Croatia believe that the United States is more dangerous than when war took place in former Yugoslavia. My cousin won't even visit me here.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, I talk about retiring in Bosnia because it's so much cheaper, and they go, and I say, yeah, but my mother worries about going to an old war zone, and they go, you want to retire in the United States where you can be robbed or raped in your home?
You wonder if you walk through Times Square where everybody is many are outraged by the nude women or
naked cowboy.
Yeah, how many people of those thousands at any one second as you walk through Times Square have hidden weapons on them?
Mattman says, wow, impress upon the world that the new pistol camera dead face social account. You can shoot the video, shoot your enemy, and post it to your account with all of this in one device. Operators are standing by. And forget it. Here's how to order. I'm not going to read that one little thing because I think it could get us into too much trouble. Okay. And Joseph says, method or tool of choice is secondary, red herring, if you will. The problem is mental instability. Our country and its money-driven compulsion favored over good family life and strong ethics. Ronald Reagan dismantled the mental health system. Where do these troubled people go? Note, if one-third of Americans win guns, then one-third of your listeners own guns. And Becky says, Adam Lanza, Sandy Hook shooter, grabbed his mom's guns as he left for the school. He didn't have to go through the black market. Had he, things might have been different. Gun control does work. Okay, says...
My understanding of that case was, though, that she purchased the guns for him. Was that not correct? They went to a shooting range
right,
together.
That's right.
And then it was an activity that they did as a family.
Jeez. It's not the way I grew up.
Though. No,
we used to go
much
to the ball
different.
Game.
Yeah. Right.
We used to do nothing in my house.
So you and your brother so looking for money on Fire Island, pulling Marilyn Monroe along. What was that story?
Pulling our wagon.
Yeah, pulling our wagon.
I did that. It's not something to be joshed about. So it's defined my life. And then Kevin from the Hudson Valley says, I find it amazing the media does not mention the shooter was a black man that killed two white journalists. Had it been a white person killing two black journalists, it would have been portrayed as
actually,
a
social media, it really did explore, and TV explored both the issue of race and a feminist. It was a man yelling an epithet at the woman and shooting her. She seemed to be the main target. But it just doesn't hold. I mean, there are just the mental issues and the gun issues just have taken over. It has not found traction as a race
and also
or
for
a
the
feminist
record,
story.
For the record, biracial.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's one that I probably shouldn't read, but I will. Sandy Hook, why I do not know. Please do some investigative research on this. There are video clips all over the internet that show that the official false story is false. A Sandy Hook shooting was a drill. Please look into this. And by the way, the World Trade Center was pre-wired. You know, I don't like that. And no plane ever hit the World Trade Center. We all know that. And that was sarcastic, by the way, for those people who take everything I say literally. Let me start by saying, says Patrick, that I'm a fan of all, but especially Rosemary. I'm not sure of which side of the gun issue I'm on, yet my question is, if we have more stringent gun laws, does that really fix the issue? Isn't the issue that there are predominantly young white men who think that the only solution to their problems is to kill innocent people in cold blood? I'm not saying that guns shouldn't be regulated, but isn't the fact that our society is creating and cultivating people like this the real problem? Thanks. And I think, my friends, that's it.
Well, that's good because we're out of time. But
wow, a lot of letters.
We thank you very much for all of those, and we'll certainly keep writing them, and we'll read them and do all that good stuff. Let me thank Alan Chartok, Rosemary Armeo, and Ira Fusseld. We will be back tomorrow, of course, and talk about many other issues, which will include. I'm sure this issue, as we'll learn more today about what is going on and what has happened. Thank you all. We'll be back with more Roundtable after this.